Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chico Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Moody. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jake Moody. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heck moves to second. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heck scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a pop-up towards third. Heck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a pop-up towards third. Heck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards second. Frey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Haas reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hernandez moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to third. Moody moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Frey catches it and throws to second with Joost covering, to double up Moody. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman who is chasing the ball. Nicholson reaches third base with a triple. Hernandez scores. Hack goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Walters reaches second base with a double. Lamarno moves to third. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-1 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lamarno scores. Walters scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Moody. Frey moves to second. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moody fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer strikes out. Lamarno drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stringer out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of D'Alessandro. Walker reaches second base with a double. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Reds. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lamarno hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Moody is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moody is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moody hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick, who is chasing the ball. Nicholson reaches third base with a triple. Hack scores. Morello goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 2 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Frey hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Thompson now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCormick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. McCormick moves to second. It's Cubs, 5, Reds, 5. Bill Fleming now pitching. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamarno bunts towards the mound. Fleming fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCormick moves to third. Joost moves to second. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCormick scores. Joost moves to third. One out. It's 6-5, Reds. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joost scores. Lamarno moves to third. McCormick moves to second. It's 7-5, Reds. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Frey is walked intentionally. Todd Presnell now pitching. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lamarno scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Presnell's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Stringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Chico Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Todd Presnell. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lowry moves to third. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got 5 RBIs. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-3 in the game. D'Alessandro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Volley Eaves now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCormick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-3 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 5. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lamarno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Lamarno reaches second base with a double. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaves spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Eaves. Lamarno moves to third. Junior Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson bunts towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eaves fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Frey is walked intentionally. Ival Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball towards center. Cavaretta catches it and throws to Morello, who relays to Dahlgren to double up Frey. Lamarno scores. It's 9-5, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell pinch hits for Chico Hernandez. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Volley Eaves? Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough pinch runs for Charlie Gilbert. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Thompson covering, for the out. McCullough moves to second. 2 outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, 2 triples, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.